I will not leave you orphans.
At the Last Supper in the upper room, before the remaining 11 apostles have their faith shaken because of our Lord's suffering and death, Jesus tells them, "My little children, I will be with you only a little while longer, but I will not leave you orphans." In the ancient world, disciples of various rabbis were said to be orphaned when the rabbi died. Plato says in his dialogue, The Phaedo, that when Socrates died, his disciples thought that they would have to spend the rest of their lives orphaned as children bereft of his father. The word orphan literally means fatherless, without a father. The apostles must have thought that when Jesus died, they would be deserted without anyone to care for them. But Jesus makes a bold claim at the Last Supper, "I will not leave you orphans." Jesus says before he ascends into heaven, he says, "I will be with you always until the end of the age." Jesus says, "I will never forsake you or abandon you." That's Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. But isn't it ironic that on the very night when Jesus promised that he will not leave them orphans, when he promises that he will be with them always and never forsake or abandon them, isn't it ironic that most everyone abandons Jesus? In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus is hoping that his 11 apostles will watch and pray with him. But they abandon him and fall asleep. When Jesus was arrested, the Bible says, all his apostles left him and fled. While Jesus is on trial in the middle of the night at the house of the high priest, Peter and John come sneaking into the courtyard of the high priest. But after Peter denies Jesus three times, he left and wept bitterly. In the Holy Land, you can go and see the site of the high priest's house. And in the basement, several levels below the house of the high priest, there was a prison, and the only way down was to lower the prisoner with a rope. Tradition says that Jesus spent the night down in this dungeon before he was taken to Pilate in the morning in order to fulfill Psalm 40, verse 3, which says, "He drew me out of the pit." So Jesus spent this holy Thursday night alone and in utter darkness, in the pit, in the dungeon of the house of the high priest. How ironic, because Jesus is the high priest spending the night in the dungeon of the high priest. Of our Lord's 12 chosen friends, only St. John the Apostle remained with Jesus as he hung on the cross for 3 hours, along with his dear mother Mary and Mary Magdalene and Mary the wife of Clopas. Even Jesus, while hanging on the cross, quotes Psalm 22, verse 1, my God, why have you abandoned me?" Jesus can truly say the words of Isaiah chapter 63, verse 5. "I looked about, but there was no one to help. I was appalled that there was no one to lend support. So my own arm brought about the victory." How ironic. On this night, when almost everyone abandons Jesus, he promises just the opposite. "I will never leave you. I will never leave you orphans. I will be with you always. I will never ever, ever forsake you or abandon you. How does Jesus fulfill this promise never to abandon them? It is absolutely ingenious. Jesus promises to be with them always by giving them his own body and blood. On this most holy night, Jesus ordains his apostles priests and commands them to change bread into his body and blood so that we would not be orphans on our long journey to heaven. Jesus gives us his body, blood, soul, and divinity in holy communion so that we would never be forsaken or abandoned. Jesus remains with us during our darkest hour because he remains in us in holy communion. On this most holy night, I pray that we will not abandon Jesus. I hope and pray that we will have the courage to watch and pray with him in the Garden of Gethsemane. I know one thing for certain is that Jesus will never, ever, ever abandon us. He will not leave us orphans. He will be with us always because we can become one with him in the sacrament of his body and blood.